Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 75, talking about science. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, how do we know that it is one's obligation to calculate the cycles and planetary courses? It is because it is written, you shall safeguard and perform them. For this is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the nations. What wisdom and understanding is in the eyes of the nations? It is that of the science of cycles and constellations. And Rav Shimon Ben Pazi said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara, he who knows how to calculate the cycles and planetary courses but does not, of him scripture says they do not regard the work of God, neither have they seen the action of his hands. So we've talked about before how everything is in the Torah, but we're also supposed to be aware and have knowledge of the different aspects of science and different technologies out there in society, because Hashem made things, Hashem calculated things, Hashem set things in motion, and we're supposed to know about things. Just as a Bezdin needs to know about sorcery and needs about aspects that they have to punish for and they have to be aware of and they have to judge about. If they didn't know about it, they couldn't rule on it, and if they didn't study things, they wouldn't know about them. So too, they have to know about the secular culture and secular sciences and secular knowledge. So too, we should know about it also, and we should be mindful of it and be aware of it. So just as we study the Torah and study the Torah, because everything is in the Torah, but also it's important to be mindful of secular knowledge, being mindful of secular science, not secular culture and entertainment, which is could be Narishkeit, but really the sciences and mathematics and cycles of the planets and the like. That's very important to know. And when Hashem gives us something, we should use it and not avoid it. That's the whole idea of the Yeshiva University model, where we study the sciences, we study the English and the like, but we also study the Torah, which is the primary, so that we have our head and hands in both Torah umada, in both science and Torah. And if Hashem gives us something, Hashem invents something, we should use it, not avoid it. We should use it for good and not use it for bad. Hashem gives us technology, use the technology. We're not supposed to avoid it. We're supposed to take that which Hashem gives us and use it for good. We're always supposed to take the mundane and elevate it. Hashem gives us food, we make brachos on it, and we make parties on it. We make smachos on it. Hashem gives us smartphones. We're supposed to use it for good, for shiurim, for Torah, and for spreading chesed. Hashem gives us a house. Hashem gives us a car. We don't avoid the things that Hashem gives us. We use them, elevate them, and take them from the mundane and lift them to the spiritual. So just as Hashem gives us the sciences, the Gemara says we're supposed to learn about the sciences, know about the sciences, and be able to relate that knowledge and know Torah first. So to anything Hashem gives us, we should take it and lift it from the mundane and use it for the spiritual, use it only for the good. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 76 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.